Does it? Dex, she's up next. Blow out the chandeliers and turn down the lanterns. Just leave the one big bull's eye on the stage.
The word was passed, and all around the hall, men in blue jackets raced to lower the big chandeliers and extinguish their candles. Others turned down the wicks in the various lanterns around the hall.
What's this about?
A new girl, a singer. Andre sent her over.
The room darkened until the only lights were the little candles on each table that flickered like tiny stars. The stage itself was black. Conversations hushed in anticipation. Then everyone heard footsteps on the stage, and a man in a scarlet robe and royal blue cape stepped into the single beam of light thrown by a huge bullseye lantern.
Ladies and gentlemen!
Mr. Parrot leaned in to Albert.
That's Andre, her handler.
Tonight, I introduce to you a new talent. She's a bit shy, so extend the courtesy of your attention. And please, welcome the magnificent, Maleficent Lede!
Andre disappeared into the shadows. A moment or two later, a young woman emerged into the light. Dark hair, pale skin, red lips, wearing a long, tight-fitting black gown. She was breathtaking. She began to sing, and her voice was as clear as rainwater, but quiet as a whisper. So soft and delicate that Hadrian had no idea how it carried across the room. All of the previous acts were loud, bombastic performances with singers that shouted more than sang. They had to in order to be heard over the raucous din. Even the Calais duo had belted out their lyrics. But Maleficent Lede whispered to the audience in a wickedly seductive voice that, by its intimacy, demanded attention. The hall gave it, and the room was silent.
We sit together in the dark, just you and I. Two lonely people looking for a lark, but too afraid to try.